Death Spiral, Massachusetts Plan to Replace Taxpayers with Migrants Collapses. By Warner Todd Houston on March 26, 2026. The deep blue state of Massachusetts is facing financial collapse. Politicians raise taxes on remaining citizens as taxpayers flee the state on top of the cratering of the inflow of poor migrants. The collapse of the Democrats' plan to replace taxpayers with migrants is causing a perfect storm to the state. The state has witnessed a falling number of migrants moving in thanks to President Trump's efforts to close the southern border. According to the Wall Street Journal, Boston, for instance, was experiencing wide growth in population from 2023 to 2024 during Biden's open-door immigration policies. But from 2024 to 2025, that growth collapsed by more than half. The journal added that the driver for this population shrinkage, especially in blue states, is a sharp slowdown in immigration, coupled in many places with losses from people leaving for other parts of the country. Net immigration fell in every metro area in 2025. pic.twitter.com/8twfm4p. Rapid Response 47, at Rapid Response 47, March 26, 2026. According to Storage Cafe, Massachusetts now ranks 47th in population gain with a net loss of 30,474 citizens, based on data from the U.S. Census Bureau. But even as the Bay State's tax base is fleeing and migrants aren't streaming in to replace them, the state legislature has nonetheless imposed a millionaire tax on residents, and this has caused the outgoing of citizens to skyrocket. Over the last year, Massachusetts lost an astonishing $4 billion in taxable income, with about 70% of that loss coming from the state's former top earners. Massachusetts' millionaire tax is followed by an exodus of 41,000 residents in 2023. Taking $4.2 billion with them. Roughly 70% of that loss came from top earners. pic.twitter.com/608hoi4a. Brandon Straka hashtag walkaway, at Brandon Straka, March 24, 2026. Early in March, the Pioneer Institute published a study showing that Massachusetts lost more than double the amount of adjusted gross income, AGI, in 2023. The first full year after the state imposed its 4% wealth tax, than in any year prior to 2020. Massachusetts' net loss of AGI to other states grew from roughly $900 million in 2012 to $4.18 billion in 2023, representing a 467% increase over the past decade, the group wrote. Massachusetts' losses are concerning because they are big, broad and persistent year after year, said Pioneer Institute's Jim Stergios. We are losing key working-age and pre-retirement cohorts, even as federal policy changes have shut off immigrant labor. That combination poses real risks for the state's labor force, tax base, and long-term economic vitality. The question is, are elected officials getting the message? A Boston wealth manager says about half of his clients have left or are planning to leave Massachusetts. That's billions in wealth walking out the door. After years of high taxes and rising costs pushed by Democrats like Maura Healey, this isn't surprising. When you make it. pic.twitter.com/9hrk66. Jennifer Nasor, at Jennifer Nasor, March 26, 2026. The loss is being felt all across the state, in the business sector, in home sales, in education, in every sector. The truth is that the pipeline is already collapsing. At UMass Chan, PhD admissions plummeted from 73 to 13 in a single year. Harvard is cutting science PhD enrollment in half. Boston University has paused admissions in six fields entirely. Aaron M. Wren, at Aaron_Wren, March 25, 2026. Yet, despite this massive loss of tax revenue in Massachusetts, the state's Democrats still aren't looking to make cuts in government. Instead, they think raising taxes is the ticket to success. Massachusetts is broke. We need new leadership at both the state and federal levels. Across Massachusetts, towns are asking for record property tax hikes to meet rising costs. John E. Deaton, at John E. Deaton 1, March 25, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.